So let's move on to the bad side. And unfortunately, you know, everything is going to have a bad side. And look, this course is extremely googly, right? Like, and I have to emphasize on that because they are very much focused on the next billion users, and they reference that, you know, kind of quite often. It seems to me as though what they're trying to do is kind of build an army of kind of future UX professionals that they can hire into the Google kind of workspace and community in the future. The downsides, you know, of kind of focusing on kind of the next billion users and, you know, building this kind of Google-ness or kind of Google-orientated kind of culture kind of through this course is that it's not, they don't specialize on local markets, right? And kind of local experiences. So the experiences that you're kind of taught about and how to design for is extremely broad, right? It's for broad audiences. It's for people, again, you know, going back to the billion users, you're designing for the masses and they're kind of teaching you how to do that. Whereas in the vast majority of cases, like probably 99% of cases, you're going to be designing for specific niches, okay? And that's what you need to kind of have in the front of your mind is that all of this stuff is all well and good. But when you find that job, you're going to have to adapt to the niche that that company is producing products and services for. Another thing is that the course is very much orientated around material design. And although kind of iOS is the dominant software that user experience practitioners will be designing for in majority of cases and at the majority of companies, for some reason Google doesn't even cover this. Now obviously we all know kind of material design, you know, kind of comes out of Google and that's fine, but you know, you have some acknowledgement for the iOS kind of operating system. Like, have some acknowledgement that a vast majority of users that designers are going to be designing for will be focused on iOS as well. And, you know, I think they should have focused on both and covering both kind of platforms and kind of operating systems. It's unfortunate that they haven't, because I think it kind of skews your approach to kind of app design in particular, kind of once you are released from the course and you've actually, you know, made that transition into the kind of real world as a kind of UX practitioner. The course also doesn't cover critical thinking, right? And this is major because what it seems to do is use very extreme examples of kind of good apps versus bad apps. So kind of, as I mentioned before, it is a good thing that they kind of show you examples of good experiences and bad experiences. The bad side of this is that the examples are so extreme, it's just so obvious which one is the worst one out of the two options that they present to you. So they don't really train the kind of students for critical thinking. What would have been better is if they had two experiences that were quite similar and asked us to run a heuristic kind of analysis of both and then determine which one was a better experience, right? Teach the students the critical thinking skills that they'll actually need to apply on a day-to-day basis once they actually make it into the US industry. Another thing, the content actually emulates a lot of free content that is already accessible on the internet. And this is bad because you're effectively paying for stuff that you could actually get for free, like from this video and this channel or from other UXers kind of on YouTube and even people who write blogs and articles. A lot of this stuff is just out there. However, like the kind of good thing about this is that it saves you time from actually finding all of this information because it presents it all in one place and presents it in a way that is understandable. So in a sense, that $300 that you're paying is almost like a broker's fee, right? They're giving you the content. They're giving you the deals, right? They're the middleman here, kind of providing you kind of all of, they've done all of the digging, all of the research, and they presented it in a very nice package kind of for you. So you don't have to spend a lot of time kind of seeking it. However, if you did go ahead and kind of seek all of this kind of information, and just, you know, had a look at what the course content covers and just done a few Google searches, I'm pretty sure that will suffice. This one here is probably the biggest downside to this Google certification in user experience. And that is the grading system. Like, it's based around peer grading. And I guess this is why the course is so damn cheap. Because the additional workload in order to kind of grade thousands or tens of thousands of students is expensive. And obviously Google do not want to kind of apply these kind of their resources to kind of marking students, right? Like they just don't want to. But the problem with this approach of peer grading, so as a student, you're grading other work of students. So it's beginners marking beginners' work, which just makes no sense. So what happens is this creates inconsistency due to being graded by other unqualified designers. It makes the grades completely subjective and it opens up the course to manipulation. And I've already heard of some horror stories of people finding loopholes in the submission process. Like, what the hell? There is no governance around this, right? And also that like, you just don't know who's going to grade your work either and their level of expertise. Like, you could get somebody like me on the course who is just doing this for investigative purposes. And I might grade your work and I might be quite harsh, right? And I might be saying, hey, like, this is some constructive feedback for you to kind of get better. But then somebody else might get graded by somebody else who's a junior or a complete beginner. And they might just pass them out of fear of, you know, being seen as nasty or kind of horrible or, you know, kind of harsh. And, you know, that is a real thing because it's human nature to just give good grades, right? Because you just don't want to kind of be that. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that horrible guy. But it's because of this that it is absolutely, I would say like 99.9% impossible to receive constructive feedback in order to improve your skills as a UX designer. Because think about it, like you've done all of these tasks. So you've, you know, created empathy maps, you've created wireframes, you produced prototypes, all this kind of stuff. But if it's another beginner mocking you, how do you know how well you've done, right? Like, what is that beginner's benchmark? If it was the Google designers marking you, now that makes sense because they've got a plethora of expertise. They've got a lot of skin in the game and they've got the ability to be able to provide that constructive feedback that you need to actually make your skills more refined and, you know, better. One of the worst things about this course is that there's no access to users. And this makes the course extremely questionable, especially when assessing a person's ability to conduct research without imposing their own biases, which is essential in UX research and essential in user experience design. Like you need to be able to kind of refine your skills. You need to be able to kind of be able to follow a mentor or a more senior person who's kind of responsible for facilitating this research. To kind of really kind of learn from them, you know, home in on your skills, refine your skills, and then start to kind of practice under the guidance of somebody more senior in order to really know where you're going wrong and what you're doing right. This is what's completely missing. And this is why I think it's going to be very difficult to say, hey, like, because I've got this glossy certificate with my name signed on it, I'm going to be guaranteed a job. I just can't see that. So what's my verdict? Well, overall, as I said, the content is great, especially for newbies or anyone interested in a quick refresher or to test their UX design knowledge. But predominantly, this course is for absolute beginners. It's for people who want to get their foot into the door, who want to change their careers, they're interested in UX, they've heard about the practice, and they want to kind of see if they can kind of give it a go. One thing though, that the content does go into depth, and I love that about this course. Although it goes into extreme detail, is extremely digestible content. And it can be completed at your leisure and aims to be completed in around kind of 6 months. As mentioned, my concern is the quality of the students at the end of the course. Without experts grading the work, it is impossible to know if students actually understand the material at all. Yes, they might grasp, you know, kind of some of the methodologies and the concepts, but what about the quality of the execution? What about the quality of the design work that they're actually producing kind of in the real world? And if they use this certificate to get their job, most employers, I feel, are just going to be really disappointed kind of with the quality of the output. Unless they get embedded within a team that has more kind of senior designers and under the premise that they're going to be guided and coached up to a particular level. Because some of the submissions that I've seen for interface design or even simple wireframing was absolutely shocking. And no doubt, you know, a lot of poor quality designers will end up slipping through the net into employment. Can it replace a four-year uni course? Well, in my opinion, no way, because university goes so much deeper than even this course does. It's all about teamwork and collaboration, which is what you need. And these are skills that you need to pick up for the real world. And this is fundamental to successfully obtaining your degree. And that was completely absent on the Google Bootcamp. However, I did like how they help you to prepare a portfolio for a job and focus on your personal branding and how you come across as a person and a designer. But realistically, this is not enough to be taken seriously. Most of the time, it's going to be based on your portfolio and the quality of the work. Hence why I think more time needs to be invested in crafting a module around UI design and presentation skills so that you have the balance of the two. Also, more time needs to be taken on grading the quality of the application, of the methods, and the quality of design output as a whole. I think this course is great to get a quick insight into the UX world. And yes, it may even get you a job in a low UX maturity organization, which is fine for most people. Without access to real users and the ability to test some of the concepts and ideas that you produce in this course with them and really kind of understand how to get the insights and draw the insights out from customers without pushing your own biases kind of on them is extremely concerning. And it's concerning that we could be actually saturating the market with designers and researchers with untested competency. To get a job at one of the main brands, like, I do not believe that this is the golden ticket that everyone seems to think that it is. In my opinion, you'd be better off using the knowledge from this course or free online material to create your own case studies for concept work and practice refining on the execution of high quality screen design. Your portfolio and the ability to articulate your process, methodologies used, and the impact that your designs have made is what most hiring managers will judge you on. So whether you take the course or not, spend a significant amount of time on that. So guys, what do you think? Let me know, because I'm really keen to understand from you all if there's anyone that's taken the course that, you know, has a different experience to me. Are there any other courses out here that you think are kind of more kind of valid than the Google certification? In my opinion, you know, if you're going to kind of spend the money, or if you've kind of got money spare to spend and you're interested in UX, I'd invest in the Nielsen Norman Group courses or the Interaction Design Foundation courses. I would say they're kind of much better, and I think they hold a bit more weight as well, kind of in UX, or, you know, in the minds of seasoned kind of hiring managers too. But hey, you know, kind of let me know. Kind of really keen to kind of find out from you guys kind of what your opinions are. Feel free to kind of give this video a like. Subscribe to the channel, follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well, and I'll see you next time. Peace.